52 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The cleanup is underway after tornadoes roared through central Tennessee yesterday, killing at least six people, including a two-year-old.
We all hunkered down in the floor, and then the next thing we know, it just sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Dozens of people have been hospitalized. Power is out for tens of thousands of customers, and some homes have been destroyed. In a lengthy statement today, Donald Trump said he's decided against testifying at his civil fraud trial in Manhattan tomorrow. CBS's Graham Cates has been covering Trump's trial on charges brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Trump was expected to be the defense's final witness in the case, which began on October 2nd. Lawyers for James are expected to call two more rebuttal witnesses before the two sides take roughly a month to prepare for closing arguments in the case, which is scheduled for January 11th.
It's been a punishing day in Gaza, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
On Sunday, Israel said it had struck hundreds of Hamas targets in southern Gaza, where Israeli defense forces have intensified their offensive. I will take revenge for you, my son, this man said. One of his sons was killed, another wounded, and being treated at this hospital in Khan Yunis.
President Biden will meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Tuesday. It's part of a pressure campaign to force Congress to approve tens of billions of additional aid to Ukraine. Republican Senator James Lankford on CBS's Face the Nation said he knows Republicans will be hard-pressed to make changes to the request.
But it is the challenge of the House Republicans laid out a very good proposal, very thorough, covered a lot of issues, had no Democrats. Obviously, we're not going to get 20, 30 Democrats in the Senate or a Democrat White House to be able to sign that, but that doesn't mean we just sit and do nothing.
A new CBS News poll shows the majority of those asked say their paychecks are not a match for inflation, and they think President Biden should do more about rising prices. Details from CBS's Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
President Biden continues to get negative marks on his handling of inflation. 70% disapprove of the job he's doing on it. And a majority of Americans think inflation is something a president can control. Whether that's an accurate read or not, as long as inflation is high, it could be a reason Mr. Biden gets poor marks for handling it.
NBA superstar LeBron James's son, Bronny James, made his college debut for USC today, almost 5 months after he suffered cardiac arrest during a workout on campus. Doctors discovered Bronny James has a treatable congenital heart defect. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide.
Pluto TV is your
musical
host.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by The Ethical Trade Company, goods for a better world, located on Madison's east side, or find them online at EthicalTradeCO.com. Let's kick off our Saturday night with a double dip of Dusty Bow. This is Ready. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Says you're loud and you're wrong. I got thunder pumping in my bone. All this time I've been putting in, now I'm gonna teach you a lesson today. Blood's burning hot like a firestorm. Whoa.
and the wind's gonna blow when you're riding. The hall and the car at the front of the line is a diamond. The guns on the side and the spurs in the hide, now we're moving. Got a train in my side and baby I ain't gonna lose it. You get that buzz and you can have it. But I'ma take it all cause I'm a bandit. Take it all, take it all, take it all. Baby, I'm a bandit. Pulled up close in a hop up, standing on a saddle. Hit your blind with a shotgun. You get that buzz and you can have it. But I'ma take it all cause I'm a bandit. Take it all, take it all, take it all. Baby, I'm a bandit.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. That is a double dip of Dusty Bow as Bandit Ready before that. Dusty did an interview with Terry Barr a while back. You could catch that podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. He's a nationally touring artist and he rocks. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Jimmy K here. Rocker's here. Good evening, Rocker. How are you?
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's great to see you, brother. What's new?
Oh, man. It's an awesome night here. It's just so busy watching a Krampus parade going through here on State Street before.
I missed the Krampus.
You missed the Krampus?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's all these crazy people with like horns and it's pretty nutty.
I love that.
A lot of action down on State Street tonight.
The studio here is definitely buzzing. There's a lot of stuff happening in-house tonight.
If you had
cameras, you'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah.
But Rocker, we do have a really good show tonight. What's coming up, man?
Wow, Jimmy. Tonight, Ethical Trade Company, Manuel, and they're going to be in here talking about Ethical Trade Company and what they do and how they've helped people around the world get out of the slave trade and the sex industry with products, making art. And the Brash Menagerie, Jason and Becca and Deegan are going to be in here. I have to remember all their names. They're going to be telling us about their new music. Diana Jones, she's driving in here from Milwaukee tonight. She's a guitarist, a singer-songwriter, and she's also going to be playing in the Live in the Lair coming up in March. So we'll hear all about her new stuff. And Live in the Lair, Jimmy, tonight, Elizabeth Mary with the whole band.
That's going to be great. The band's already set up and kind of pre-checked here. Elizabeth Mary's playing in another Evansville show right now.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to be racing here after she gets out of her gig. She's going to walk in, plug in, and boom, the band's going to go.
Do we have the Dane County Sheriff escort set up for Elizabeth Mary?
No, Jimmy.
Have the Civic Media helicopter on standby for Elizabeth Mary?
That's on its way.
Okay. Very good. Want to make sure. We got heavy after the Lair tonight, Rocker.
And, that's right.
We're going to talk with Else. They dropped a new EP this week, actually. And we're going to talk with the band tonight at 10:30, plus Essential Last Crack with a twist.
We're playing bands from the Last Crack family tree at 11 o'clock tonight, Rocker.
Nice. I love that, Jimmy. That there are so many great bands that came out of Last Crack. And, of course, Paul Schluter is married to Elizabeth Mary. So Paul Schluter from Last Crack in the studio tonight in the lair.
And the band I'm playing tonight for Last Crack, I'll just tell you right now, is Good Morning V.
Oh,
that
yes.
Schluter was the guitarist for.
That's right. That's true. Hey, let me just tell you about a couple of shows that I think that are coming up live in the lair, Jimmy.
Okay.
We have on right before Christmas, on the 23rd, Katie Powderly coming in from the East Coast and Kelsey Miles. It's going to be two live in the lairs in one night. Kelsey is up here from Kansas City, and she's going to be recording in the studio with her band. She's going to jump out of the studio, come here, and play in the lair.
It's a double dip lair.
A double dip lair. And lots of other good stuff coming up. I mean, it's just amazing. Blame It on Kane, The Almas, The Listening Party from Milwaukee, Joe Richter, Secret Menu, the UW Mad Hatters are coming up, Kalen Cole, Diana Jones Band, Butterbrick. I mean, the list is huge, Jimmy.
Nice. I think you can see the schedule right now at maxincradio.com. And, of course, we'll just keep on listening every week. You'll get all the details. So I got a funny story. Last night, I took the dogs out, stepped out on the deck. Dog shot out the window, and I just happened to look up in the sky, in the west sky. And there was probably about 20 bright lights in perfect line of each other. It looked like a spaceship. And I was like, what is this? You know,
UFO?
It turned out to be Starlink, the Elon Musk.
Oh, yes.
Stuffy thing. What is it, for internet or something like that?
Internet satellites, yes, that travel in a line of satellites.
It was amazing, but scary when I didn't realize what it was at first. I thought the world was coming to an end right there. I'm like, well, going to watch the dog poop for the last time. Here it comes, you know?
Wow.
It Contact. Was crazy. Have you ever seen it? Do you like it?
Well, I haven't seen it in person yet. Oh, I have seen the space station cruise over, which is more of a tiny little dot.
Right,
but
right.
I've seen videos of Starlink, though, so I know what it looks like. If I saw it, I would say, oh, there's Starlink, but I haven't had the opportunity like that the other night. I was right on the north side of Madison.
Yeah, it was my backyard. I posted a video. I only caught like the last couple of minutes of it. It was crazy, though, and that's how I found out it was Starlink. My buddy Allie chimed in and said, oh, that's the Elon Musk 5G.
No biggie, Jimmy. We're going to still be here tomorrow.
Put the aluminum hat on quick. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear your Starlink stories. Has it sucked the intelligence out of your brain yet? I want to know about it. Let's do some work right now. This is Embers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
On. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around. Snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. We'll be right back.
time the rhyme arrived, swooping down and open wide, took me in its beak and then it all went dark. Now here I am, clockwise, counterclockwise.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a appendage and detachable, instead of running red beneath my claws.
Are, it's only at the sound, and I don't wanna hear them at all, cause I sometimes it hurts thinking how it used to be. All those times I let you in, knowing you're no good for me. And yeah, I know we've had some good times, but when I have a little too much, it always turns into a fight. And yeah, it's true, I thought about picking you up again. There's an angel on my left, but the one on my right, saying, come on, baby, just one more night. And so I opened that door, knowing damn well, tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold of me. I should have put you down, you were like a disease. I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend. I know they say I should go and get some help, lock you up, put you away high on under that shelf. There's this ghost saying I got what you need. Fighting those voices, I still bring you back, right back into my reach. And so I open the door, knowing damn well, tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold on me. I should have put you down. I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend.
Whiskey, my old friend. That's Jenna Jane on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Jenna Jane, of course, from the Eagle, Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin. And man, she's got a bunch of stuff happening, rocker, and you should definitely follow her on social media. She's going to have an explosive 2024, I have a feeling.
Well, and one of the things is she's going to be playing right here in the Lair. We are we're in negotiations right now.
Negotiations.
For another Lair appearance.
Jenna, hold out for the Civic Media helicopter. Hold out for it. Make it happen. Amelia Ford before that, happy now. Amelia Ford was just in the Lair not long ago. You can catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr is unfortunately off again tonight, but she'll be back soon with us. KJ is in studio right now, but she's doing a special assignment. We can't tell you what that is. Top secret, Rocker.
Confidential.
We want you to be part of the show as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. I want to know if you've seen Starlink. Did it freak you out as much as it freaked me out when I saw it last night? I shot a video of it. I put it on Facebook. It was just the last second of it. You know, there was 20 times more stars in the Starlink before the video was shot.
And it moves fast.
It was fast, yeah.
I mean, you know, you'd think that would maybe be something kind of slow or, you know, the distance, but no.
So it's internet. It provides internet, correct?
Yeah,
it
provides internet to places where they, you know, they can't run wires.
Hmm.
You know, really remote areas of the world are able to get internet because of Starlink.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's good. I mean, Elon, he's been kind of a D-bag as of late, but that's at least cool, right?
Well, I guess that's pretty cool. But then, you know, I guess there's kind of some people who worry about like, well, we're trying to, you know, use a telescope to take a picture here.
Right.
And this is causing some, you know, light noise and different things like that. So, you know.
You know the movie Encino Man? What's the guy, the guy who thawed out from the Ice Age? Can you imagine if he saw Skylink in the sky coming through and disappear and stuff? What do you think his reaction would be?
God. It's God.
He would start wheezing the juice. That's what would happen. Crazy. All right. Hey, we're going to talk with the guys from Ethical Trade Company. That's coming up next. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you all along tonight. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to catch the podcast, there's a lot of them at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair. All the interviews are busted out. Rockers worked very hard getting the podcast up for you, and we want you to listen to MaxIncRadio.com.
That's right, Jimmy. Then there is a ton there. You can spend a lot of time. Jimmy, Ethical Trade Company is a retail store on Madison's east side that features niche products from around the world made by artists and craftspeople who were once victims of the sex and slavery syndicates around the world. Here to tell us about Ethical Trade Company, its mission, and its goodies in its retail store is co-founder Manuel Raminger and James Ferret. Manuel, James, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocco. It's great to be back and great to be with you guys. This is a lovely place.
Is this your first time to the new studio? I thought you were here
first time in the new studio. Yeah,
welcome. That's welcome.
Fun. Well, that I know this is a great place, isn't it? State Street. It's so a buzz tonight. You know, for our listeners who may not know about Ethical Trade Company, tell us the backstory. How and why was Ethical Trade Company created?
So we started Ethical Trade Company back in 2015 as a response from us traveling overseas and meeting people in exploitative situations and wanting to help in a way that we can. We were working with NGOs or businesses that were employing them, and we wanted to and oftentimes they're making products, and we wanted to bring those products back to the States and sell them.
So now what you guys do is you help people make crafts and products, and then you provide sort of the store that you sell them for, or you buy them from them. So you pay mm-hmm. them, so they're getting yep. paid. They have a way to make money, mm-hmm. and now you're then displaying those wares to your customers here.
That's right, yeah. And that is the concept we found that worked the best. You know, you can make donations and you can give money, which is good and important. And we found that there's something really empowering when people get to do things according to their skills and get to make a living with that in communities that are normally exploited due to extreme poverty. And we found groups that were making amazing things, like James said, and needed a market. And so we buy the items at a fair price so that our partners can pay their artisans a livable wage, that they can do childcare, retirement in that community, really a holistic approach, and scholarship funds so they don't succumb again to extreme poverty that then leads to exploitation.
That's an amazing story and a great cause, too. So you actually get to meet the creators, right? And I guess tell us about these people that are making the products.
So I've visited a number of our partners over the years. Used to travel before COVID quite regularly, and then COVID kind of changed everything. But I've been to Nepal about 5 or 6 times, and some of our long-term partners I've got to work with. We've got to see them grow from sort of small, sort of single, sort of like 5 or 6 people to larger manufacturers. In fact, one of our partners is now the largest fair trade fashion house in Nepal. And it's really quite rewarding seeing them change over time. And they're often just women that have been either exploited within the sex industry or also within the forced labor market, because forced fashion or forced labor in the fashion industry is huge.
Talk about, when you talk about people, they always say, you know, try to walk a mile in their shoes. I'm trying to put myself in the place of somebody that you've hired to, or that you're buying goods from, you know, where, you know, perhaps the situation that I'm in is not so great. I've been exploited or whatever, bad things have happened. But now this opportunity comes along where I can make a living and feel good about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. First of all, it's so difficult for us to even imagine what it's like to live in extreme poverty where you don't know where your next meal is going to come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's the first thing. The second thing is many people have had promises made to them where they were promised, mm-hmm. hey, we're going to take your kids, we're going to give them an education, they can send money back. And then they say, oh, we traveled you, we're putting you up, you got to have to work to pay this off, which is basically the slavery that then is happening, the forced slavery. And so having an opportunity where jobs are created, I mean, we know it here in the United States as well, but jobs are created where you can actually live is absolutely incredible. We have partners in Cambodia. James, maybe you can talk a little bit about Sak Sam and what they do, because I think that's a wonderful story about paying 5 times the livable wage.
That's not Sak Sam. Sak Sam work in a village of Cambodia, south of Phnom Penh, where they are creating jobs in a village that is known for generational prostitution. So if your mom was a prostitute and you're a girl, then you're going to be a prostitute, and your daughters will be a prostitute, and their daughters will be a prostitute, because that is your lot in life when you're born into this village. So this company called Sak Sam, they've created a small manufacturing facility in that community where people can work in their own homes with sewing machines or in a centralized facility, and create income in a different way.
You're breaking the cycle,
is
what you're doing.
Yeah, it's basically we're using jobs and trade to create sustainable long-term income. The problem with if we do donations is it's people become reliant upon those donations, but then they are stuck in that cycle of donations, whereas trade and business is a much better long-term sustainable way to work out of poverty.
Absolutely, and you have to understand being a prostitute in Cambodia does not mean you make money you can live off of.
Yeah.
So now, excuse me, do these people already possess these skills, or is it also that you teach them?
So our partners do have to teach them, because part of the other issue is once you're stuck in exploitation, especially if it's sexual exploitation, it's all you know. It's all you've ever done since you were a kid. In Nepal, most girls are trafficked between the ages of 5 and 14. So if you imagine that is all you know, what other jobs can you get when you come out of exploitation? Mm. So our partners, they do the job training. They teach them how to take care of their kids. They teach them how to like, when you're in an exploitative situation, everything is given to you or fed to you in a way that makes you dependent upon your exploiter. So these organizations and businesses, they break all of that cycle. They break it all off by training the women how to take care of themselves.
This is just an incredible mission. Tell us about the store on the east side of Madison, where it's at, and I think you have holiday hours for those last-minute kind of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are next to Schenck Elementary School on the east side, 3565 Tulane Avenue. We're in the East Moreland Community Center there. It's a church that made space and rebranded and said, we love your mission. We want you to be here. So it looks like you're coming to church, but you're really coming to Ethical Trade Co. And we're open next week from Wednesday to Saturday from 11 to 5. And then the week before the Christmas holiday, we will be open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 5. And both Saturdays, we have special events going on as well.
And it's worth mentioning, our entrance is the back of the church. So if you go to Tulane Avenue, you won't see us. You've got to go round the back to Hargrove Street.
Yep. Well, tell us about some of the actual amazing products you carry. I love the coffee, and I know Terry's favorite is the unique chocolate bar selection. What kind of products do you offer there?
Well, speaking of Terry, she's always gone when we come.
So yeah, Terry, I've yet to meet her.
She told us before the show that she was mad at herself that she had to miss you guys tonight.
She's like thinking of you.
She's like in New York City, right?
Charlie's Angels, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But Terry, your advertisement for us is beautiful. We love you, and we brought some chocolate that you can actually enjoy. And hopefully next time we come, we will see you. But I'm getting sidetracked.
Tell us about the great products you have at the store.
Yeah, so we have anything from chocolates to coffee, all fair trade. We have bath bombs and body scrubs that are made actually here in Wisconsin. Mm. And flannel, African dresses, purses, really a wonderful array of fair trade gifts. And one thing that I would like James to talk about is our Ukrainian tableware. Mm.
Yeah, so since the middle of this year, we've been carrying plates, bowls, cups, and glasses from Ukraine. I had the privilege of going to Ukraine early this year, and I was only there for a couple of hours, so I was already in Poland. And it made such an impact on me and my understanding of long-term sort of like development of refugees that we wanted to find a partner in Ukraine that we could work with. So we have these amazing, high-quality, handmade tableware items that are made using Ukrainian methods. So they look raw, but they're still safe to eat from. And they're amazing. You guys should come check those out.
And can people peruse the products on your website and shop right from the website?
Yes, ethicaltradeco.com. You can shop right there, local pickup or free delivery, free shipping over $45.
Excellent. We only got about a minute left here. Is there any like specials, especially for the holidays here? What are your holiday hours? And if people have questions, how can they connect with you?
Yes, go to our website. You can chat directly on our website with us, or you can give us a call. But normally we respond to the website faster because our phone system is a little bit funky.
Who takes calls anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And our hours are Wednesday through Saturday next week from 11 to 5, and then the week before Christmas, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
And then we will be shut between Christmas and New Year.
All right. So no, get your goods before Christmas.
Yes,
because you guys are on holiday after that.
Yeah, indeed.
Manuel, James, thank you so much for coming in tonight. More importantly, thank you for what you do. the cause, the cause that Ethical Trade Company is all about. It's inspiring. I think it's needed. I think more is needed in this world today. And I think I just cannot thank you enough for what you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Ethicaltrade.co.com. If you want to get more information, get some goods, you're supporting a good cause. Let's do some Jake O right now. This is Dreamland. Feel your love on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Income Civic Media, we are local music. Little Red Wolf there in the middle. That's off their latest album, The Middle. It's about a year and a half old. They dropped that album, debuted it, live in the lair for us over at the University Avenue Studios, Rocker. Remember that?
I do remember, and you can listen to it right on our website, Jimmy.
Excellent.
MaxIncRadio.com.
Thanks again to Manuel and James from Ethical Trade Company coming in and telling us. Great story, great business model. They help so many people. It's so incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Ethical. Blows me away.
It really does. EthicalTradeCO.com. Great place to do your holiday shopping, and you could feel good about it too. Coming up, we have a double dip of Magic Conch. Are you a SpongeBob fan? Well, if you're a Magic Conch fan.
Only at night, Jimmy.
You probably are, you know. Jaden James. Oh, my goodness gracious. She is so awesome. You've Got This Way on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way. Oh, yes, you do. Of making me stay. Oh, you've got this way. Oh, yes, you do. Of making me stay. I said it easier for me to
tell you how I feel, how I feel. Knowing it'll send you into outer space. Easier for me, easier for me to hide my shame. But loving you, baby, was my only mistake.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.